Imagine a world where a single Bitcoin is worth $13 million a coin. That's a bold price prediction made by billionaire investor Michael Saylor. Now, I know what you're thinking. That is crazy. Michael Saylor has lost his mind. But hear me out. If this prediction comes true, it's going to shake up the entire crypto market to its core. In today's video, we're diving deep into the potential impact on one particular altcoin. That's right, Cardano, ADA. If Bitcoin truly hits that astonishing price point, what could that mean for the price of Cardano, ADA? Let's do some mind-boggling math together and see what this could lead to. Buckle up, because this is going to be a monstrous and fun video that we're going to dig into all of this stuff. We'll have a look at the market cap of Bitcoin and what could happen price prediction wise if this was to come to fruition for Cardano, ADA. Really interesting stuff, and I love being back on the Cheeky Crypto channel. Hit the like button, subscribe, tap that bell, select all the notifications so you never miss a video. And let's have some fun with this one. Let's go. Let's do it. So we're going to start here. Bitcoin price prediction. Billionaire Michael Saylor forecasts $13 million BTC by 2045. Now, what this article doesn't articulate is this is his base case. This isn't even the peak of the range for his price prediction. It's astonishing. And I'm really interested to get your views and opinions on this in the comments below. It's so astonishing. When people are on, crypto YouTube were predicting $100,000 in the last bull market, we were getting ridiculed. Now we're coming out with like silly numbers like $13 million. And I know what you're thinking. What would the market cap be for Bitcoin if each coin was worth $13 million? Well, I've got you. I went on AI just because I'm a lazy F. And I wanted to have a look what it would be. So I put it in there. If the market, what would market cap be if $13 million a coin was achieved? AI's calculated it at $273 trillion with a T. Ridiculous sort of numbers. Now, this got me thinking, that would be a really huge price surge, right? That means either the dollar's collapsed, it's become worthless like some of these other currencies around the world, or, monstrous has happened, right? And never say never is kind of always my approach in life. Although I think this is very unlikely and seems like a little bit of BS to get everybody hyped, to be quite frank. But what would happen to the prices of all the other cryptocurrencies if Bitcoin's market cap went to $273 trillion? Well, I would expect tremendous gains for all the altcoins. So I put into AI, what would, happen basically, and what would the price prediction be for Cardano, ADA? So this is what AI is telling us. If Bitcoin achieved a $273 trillion market cap, it's reasonable to expect a ripple effect across the entire crypto market. Cardano, as one of the leading platforms, could potentially benefit significantly. Increased market cap would be one of the big significant highlights off of the back of this, as I just mentioned. Price acceleration, a surge in Cardano market cap, and ADA price per coin would be huge. Wider adoption and ecosystem, if I can get my words out, growth would basically lead to a thriving ecosystem, including DApp, smart contracts, and other projects emerging on the Cardano ecosystem, attracting developers and users. So look, it doesn't really want to give me a price prediction, but my persistence pays off. We go down here. Where is it? Yeah, look, we're looking here. So potential price range, which is basically what I could force AI to give me after asking it several different ways. Give these extreme assumptions. A rough estimate for Cardano ADA's price could be anywhere between several tens of dollars to potentially even triple digits. Now, look, I'm interested to get your views and opinions in the comments below. Do you think ADA's price could get to triple figures if Bitcoin did reach $13 million per coin or higher. Let me know in the comments below and let me know what your price predictions, your moonshot price predictions would be for Cardano ADA. I'm really interested to get your views and opinions. Bit of fun, you know, delving into this. You know, could you imagine what the market cap of Cardano ADA would be if Bitcoins went to $273 trillion? Out of this world kind of thinking here. But look, let's get to the serious stuff. Let's get to why we're all here back on real planet Earth and look at what's going on. So we've got Solana Cardano left out to dry in the SEC Binance case, claim Ripple execs. This is really interesting, right? Because basically what's happened is you know, Ripple are disagreeing with the SEC's move to amend the Binance lawsuit and leave Coinbase, right? And this is what they're basically saying is there's hypocrisy and it's not as clear as the SEC are making it out to be, because they've made an amendment removing, let me read through this article, right? It slams the US Securities and Exchange Commission for the amendment to the Binance lawsuit. Basically, the move has strengthened the case for the SEC in the case against Binance and retracting labeling of Solana and other security, other tokens as securities, right? So they've removed this for the likes of Solana, Polygon, Cardano, for example, basically saying that the SEC are not looking to, you know, label these as securities in the case. However, they haven't done the same in the Coinbase case. Maybe it's just timing and it hasn't happened yet, but, you know, in one case they're citing them as securities and in the Binance one they're not. And it's really, they're just doing whatever they want. And look, Gary Gensler needs to be fired. I think he will be fired. I think it's just a matter of time. And I have said this for probably a year now. Expect really bad iterations of regulation. Expect a U-turn in the US. I think we're going to see it now. And I think everybody's starting to come to the realization that, you know, what I've been predicting is coming to fruition. So look, I'm interested to see how everything, you know, unfolds. But look, I'm expecting some really bullish momentum going into 2025. And I think you're seeing, you know, snippets of, you know, what's coming when you start to see the likes of Donald Trump talking at a Bitcoin conference, you know, and I've seen all those empty seats from the original ones when they first started doing these conferences to politicians being on stage talking about Bitcoin and cryptocurrency, even though it's quite clear they don't know a Scooby-Doo about what they're talking about, right? Go play with your Bitcoins and have fun with your Bitcoins, I think Trump actually said. Like we're going clubbing and, you know, throwing our Bitcoin around the club or something. I don't know. I don't really understand what he was talking about. But what I would say is, you know, is this really, you know, where we want it to be going as a crypto community, as a Bitcoin community? Is that where we wanted to be? I thought it was fuck the state and all of that sort of stuff. And really, it's becoming, you know, more and more centralized in its approach as Wall Street starts to take over. We got Cardano validators begin migration in preparation for the Chang hard fork for Cardano. Again, really bullish stuff happening there. We got Charles Hoskinson insists Cardano will surpass Bitcoin as a top crypto. Now, look, I've had like people tell me that Solana's going to flip. Solana's going to flip Ethereum. Couldn't get my words out then. Now, you know, could you imagine if Bitcoin does hit $13 million a coin? And you've got Charles here saying that he expects Cardano to surpass Bitcoin in the future. Look, I think that Bitcoin is dinosaur technology. Yeah, you can build on top of it. You know, the likes of Stacks doing some phenomenal stuff. But like, let's be honest, apart from first mover advantage, and being a store of value, it hasn't really got much going for it. And you know, that's me just putting all my cards on the table. The likes of Cardano, the likes of Solana, the likes of Ethereum, the likes of Avalanche, all of these cryptocurrencies have huge potential because they've got the ability to be used in the real world. Now, look, some of these projects are not thinking, you know, enough in the future to be able to have, I guess, mainstream adoption come in. I've been talking with people, you know, and I'm not going to mention the altcoins, but I've been, you know, top tier projects, and I ask about compliant privacy. I ask about, you know, how you're planning to bring businesses on chain onto the blockchain, and they really haven't got an answer for me. So, you know, projects like Cardano have been methodically thought out, and for that reason, they are likely to go on to do really well. So, you know, we could potentially see an awful lot of altcoins flipping Bitcoin. I think Ethereum is going to do it. I don't think Ethereum is going to be the long-term winner. You know, the winner might not actually be in the space right yet. I talked to one of the founders of Aptos, and they've got it down, right? I'm telling you now, they've really got it methodically thought out, in my opinion. So definitely have a look at Aptos. These altcoins are set to surge in 2024. We've got Cardano, I agree. We've got Roblox. Never heard of them. I think that's probably paid to get into this article. And Avalanche. Look, I think Cardano is going to do really well. I think Avalanche is going to do really well. They've got this DMV partnership now. 42 million car titles on permissioned Avalanche blockchain. I think this is really, really big, and it's kind of going under the radar. We've got Bitcoin tumbling below $65,000 post FOMC as Middle East tensions flare. Again, not too concerned about the short-term price action, just buying opportunities, in my opinion. You know, particularly when we've got the likes of the US debt surpassing $35 trillion, Bitcoin being seen as that lifesaver. Do you see it as that lifesaver? Let me know in the comments below. Or do you think that it's just, you know, one of those things that's just being termed and just going to be utilized as a, you know, an opportunity to grab liquidity for the wealthy, misleading investors into thinking that it's a life-saving opportunity? Let me know your thoughts and opinions. Now, if you're woke, go broke, probably want to leave now because it's going to get a little bit too much for you. And look, this one's really, really interesting. I want to touch on it a little bit, right? We've got women in crypto earn more than men. And look, for me, I'm not bothered about gender. I'm not bothered about, you know, race or anything like that. But actually, as a white male, not coming from privilege, you know, working hard for everything that I've ever earned, you know, I'm finding it quite challenging and look, this is going to probably offend a lot of people. I don't really care. But what I would say is, at the moment, racism, like, is just crazy. Sexism is just crazy. But, you know, we talk about pay gap for women in the traditional business. In crypto, you know, they're earning more than men, 15% more. And what's termed in this article, you know, as an explanation for this is they're often have more experience than their male counterparts. And, you know, that's really interesting and cool. Like, for me, it's all about the best person should get the job. But I was in Paris and I was with people, you know, and one of the things that was said by a female was, you know, why all the white men presenters? We were watching the Bitcoin conference on a laptop, and this was said, and as a white male, I took great offense to that. And for me, watching it, you know, the first thing that comes through my mind is really just, you know, what are they saying? Not taking any notice of what the color of their skin is, you know, whether they're male, female. Like, for me, it should be about first, you know, the best person gets the job. It shouldn't be about, you know, skin color. It shouldn't be about sex. But, you know, at the moment, it's almost like it's criminal to be a white male anywhere, and your opinion, you know, doesn't count for anything. And I think we're in a really bad place right now. You can let me know your thoughts and opinions in the comments below. But, you know, racism has kind of done a bit of a U-turn. The more people say this stuff, the more offense is caused. But it doesn't matter if you're a white male. You know, you're just supposed to just get on with it and not take offense. Like, your feelings, your opinions, they don't count for anything. And it's horrendous being a white male right now. But yeah, look, I'm interested to get your views and opinions on all of this. You know, like I say, I don't see color. I don't see sex. I just think, you know, you're doing well for yourself. That's great. I'm happy for you. But it should be the best person for the job, in my opinion. And it shouldn't matter, you know, who's speaking at a conference, whether, like I say, they're white, they're of color, you know, and what sex they are. None of this matters. It's irrelevant. People need to get over it. So if you're woke, go broke. And, you know, leave your comments if you want. But yeah, I had to cover it off because I found it rather interesting more than anything. Grayscale Ethereum ETF suffers nearly $2 billion in outflows since debut. Again, short-term price movements, not too much of a concern for me. At the moment, the market is tumbling. Bitcoin at 63,883.18. Down 2.72% in the past 24 hours. Some great buying opportunities, in my opinion. But yeah, looking forward to seeing August actually turn positive. I do believe that it will. Let me know your thoughts, your opinions in the comments below on all of the stuff that we've covered off today. Going to be doing the 9 o'clock evening slot every day of the week. Really excited to be back on Cheeky Crypto. And yeah, let me know your thoughts. Do you enjoy this content? What sort of content do you want me to do? Really interested to get your views and opinions in the comments below. And don't forget to check out BitGet and join trade with BitGet down in the description of the video. They've got some really good offers on at the moment for anybody that wants to sign up and trade with them. Right. I'll catch you in the next one. Take care.